The fourth day of the blessed month of El Nasi, the little month. The departure of Saint Liparius, Bishop of Rome. On this day, Saint Liparius, also called Liberius, the Bishop of Rome, departed. He was ordained during the reign of Emperor Constans, the son of Constantine. When Athanasius, Pope of Alexandria, and Paul, Patriarch of Constantinople, were exiled, they came to him. So Liberius took them to Emperor Constans, who wrote to his brother, and they were allowed to return. After Constans was killed in Rome, Constantius sent to Liberius, asking him to accept the followers of Arius and to accept the exile of Athanasius. But he refused this petition. Constantius exiled Saint Liberius and then came to Rome, where he killed the killers of his brother. The heads of the monasteries and the priests met with him and asked him to release their father Liberius. The emperor returned him from his exile, and he continued to teach and preach to his flock. He resisted the followers of Arius until he departed in peace. He sat on the episcopal throne for 15 years. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, the ascetic saint Anba Poimen, or Bayman, departed. He was born around the year 350 AD in one of the cities of Egypt. He had six brothers: John, Jacob, Job, Joseph, Synosios, and Abraham. They all agreed to become monks, and they dwelt in a remote place. They forsook the love of the world, and they bore the yoke of the Lord Christ, and they lived an ascetic life. Once, their mother desired to see them, so she came to them and stood outside, and she sent a message for them to come out to see her. They replied, saying, "You shall not see us except in the age to come." She understood their answer and returned to her town. Anba Bayman was a teacher, a counselor, and comforter to the old and young men of the wilderness. Whenever tribulation or temptation befell anyone, he would come to him, and Saint Poimen would cure him. This father left us many profitable teachings, such as, "If you see a brother who has transgressed, despair not of him, but wake up his soul and comfort him, and lighten his burden so that he may rise up from his fall. Teach your heart what your tongue says." One of the brethren said to him, "If I see a brother whose conduct is wicked, I do not feel comfortable to bring him to my cell. On the other hand, if his conduct is good, I rejoice and bring him to my cell cheerfully." And the saint replied, "If you treat well the brother who is good, then you must treat that brother whose works are inferior with a double portion of goodness, for he is sick and needs healing." And then he told this brother, "There was a monk in a monastery who had fallen into a transgression, and he was always weeping and supplicating God, saying, 'O Lord, I have sinned against you. Please forgive me.' A voice came to him and said, 'I have not forsaken you, except when you have forsaken your brother in the time of his trial.'" Anba Bayman also added, "If we cover over the sins of our brothers, God will cover over our sins. And if we make their sins known, God will do the same of our iniquities." Having finished his days, and having arrived at a good old age that was pleasing to God, he departed in peace. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.